This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hello, good evening. I am Joshua from the Philippines. And before that, I would like to share that many hundred years ago, the Philippines are mostly Muslims. And before the Spaniards came, now we are mostly Christians, mostly Catholics. In my country, there's a lot of religions, different kind of Christian religions, and most of them claim that if you follow the religion and we come to join them, you have a better chance to be saved, to go to heaven. And I am a Catholic. For me, I think religion is just a guide. It is not the religion who can save you. I think it is you. You can save yourself if you do good things, whatever religion you are in. So my question, is Islam is the same as this religion, claiming to be the one true religion, that if you embrace Islam, you have a better chance to go to heaven? That's my first. And the second one, before I go to the second question, I realize that Islam is all about peace and righteousness, not the other way around that I used to think many years ago. And I'm sorry for that. And I'm really grateful and thankful to the UAE, especially Dubai, and all its leaders for giving us the freedom, the opportunity to live here peacefully and exercise our faith, whether you are a Christian, Buddhist, Hindu. I thank you. And I think Dubai, the UAE, is the number one example of peace and unity, where all ethnicity, religion come together, work in peace and harmony, peacefully together. Thank you. So, I would like to say, God bless UAE and all its leaders. God bless Islam. God bless Christianity. God bless Buddhism, Hinduism, and all other religions in the world. God bless to all of us, and peace to all of us. So, my second question is, I want to talk about jihad.
Brother, this is a question answer time. No, and normally a question is only of two or three sentences. Okay, if you speak for more than two or three sentences, it becomes a speech. I request the non-Muslim brothers and sisters, this is a question answer time, not a speech time. For speech, inshallah, after everyone gets over, we can sit in the majlis, in the guest room, and we can talk. I don't mind, but there are, mashallah, tens of thousands of people here. So let's respect the time.
Okay.
Brother asked a question.
I just want to talk about...
If you have any questions,
yes,
please, only pose the question.
Yes, this one.
Two or three sentences, brother.
I want to know what really jihad means. Because I've seen a lot of in the television, there's a few individuals using jihad in a harm way. So, what really jihad means to Islam? And, you know, since this is about peace.
I request the non-Muslims that it will be preferable if you pose one question at a time. For the second question, you can go behind the other non-Muslim. You don't have to go behind the complete queue. So that, you know, not like yesterday, many non-Muslims couldn't ask the questions. I request the non-Muslim ask one question. If it's an interlinked question, two is acceptable. But if you ask six questions, three questions, four questions, it will be difficult to fulfill and answer all the questions. The brother asked two questions. The first question, he said that he believes religion is a guide, but he doesn't believe that everything is truthful, that it can take him to heaven. He wants to know what is the position of Islam and can Islam take him to Jannah, and what is the Quran? And his second question is, what is the meaning of jihad? As far as the first question is concerned, if you believe that Bible is a guide, if suppose when you're appearing for an examination, maybe for bachelor's degree, many a time for every subject there is a guide. Would you like to follow a guide which is an old edition or a guide which is the latest edition? Brother, which guide you like to follow, old edition or latest edition?
I would like to follow both.
Both. So previously, science used to say the light of the moon is its own light. Today, science says light of the moon is reflected light. Which will you believe in? Old or new? Brother, you're from Philippines. I thought Filipinos were intelligent people. Which will you follow, old or new? Previously, people thought the world was flat. They did not go too far, lest they would fall over. Today, science says that the world is spherical. Which will you believe, flat or spherical? Both. Which?
I'll follow the new.
If the old is correct, no problem. Many a time, there are certain things which are correct in the old. So if you compare both, and if you find commonalities, you can follow part of the old and the new one completely. But you should verify whether the new one is correct or not. The earlier question asked by the brother, how do you come to know this guide is truthful? And I told you that today, with the help of science, we can prove the only religious scripture which is 100% perfect and matches with established scientific fact, it is the Quran. So based on that, if you follow a wrong guide, you may not be successful in the examination. This world, brother, is a test for the hereafter. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Mulk, chapter number 67, verse number 2, Allazi khalaqal mauta wal hayata. It is Allah who has created death and life to test which of you in good deeds. So when you appear for the test, you should even read the correct guide. And the last and final guide for the human beings, it is the glorious Quran. After this, no other guide will come. No other messenger will come. So this is the only book that will take you to salvation, that will take you to heaven, that will take you to Jannah. As far as the second question is concerned, that what is the meaning of the word jihad? The word which is maximum misunderstood in Islam is jihad. It is not only misunderstood by the non-Muslims, it's even misunderstood by the Muslims. Most of the non-Muslims and Muslims think that any war fought by any Muslim for any reason, whether it be for money, whether it be for wealth, whether it be for personal gain, whether it be for fame, whether it be for land, is called as jihad. Jihad does not mean any war fought by any Muslim, whether it be for wealth, for land, for fame. Jihad comes from the Arabic word jihada, which means to strive, which means to struggle. In Islamic context, jihad means to strive and struggle against one's own evil inclination. Jihad means to strive and struggle to improve the society. Jihad also means to strive and struggle in self-defense in the battlefield. Jihad also means to strive and struggle against oppression. Jihad basically means to strive and struggle. For example, if a student strives and struggles to pass in the examination, in Arabic we'll say he's doing jihad. Many people have a misconception that jihad can only be done by Muslims. There are no less than two places in the Quran which say that even non-Muslims do jihad. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Luqman, chapter number 31, verse number 14, we have enjoined on the human beings to be kind to the parents. In travail upon travail, the mother bore you, and in pain did she give you birth. The next verse, Surah Luqman, chapter 31, verse number 15 says, but if your parents do jihad, strive and struggle to make you worship somebody else besides Allah, of which you have no knowledge, do not obey them, but yet live with them with love and compassion. Quran repeats that message in Surah An-Kabut, chapter 29, verse number 8, that Allah says, we have enjoined on the human beings to be kind to the parents. But if their parents do jihad, strive and struggle to force them to worship somebody else besides Allah, then don't obey them. Here Allah is talking about non-Muslim parents who are forcing their children to do shirk, to worship somebody else besides Almighty God. So here Allah is saying that the non-Muslim parents are doing jihad, but this jihad is jihad fi sabilillah shaitan. What we Muslims should do is jihad fi sabilillah. So whenever the word jihad is used, it is normally used and understood that it is jihad fi sabilillah unless otherwise. So jihad basically means to strive and struggle. And many a time, the Orientalists, they translate the word jihad as holy war. Holy war in Arabic is harbun muqaddasa. This word harbun muqaddasa does not exist anywhere in the Quran. It does not exist in any hadith of the Prophet. This word holy war was first used to describe the Crusaders. The Crusaders who spread the religion of Christianity with force and killed thousands of people to spread the religion. Today, this word is used for Muslims, for Islam, which is totally wrong. Nowhere does the Quran say that jihad means holy war. And Quran is very explicit. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Maidah chapter 5 verse number 32 that if anyone kills any other human being, whether it be a Muslim or non-Muslim, unless it be for murder or for spreading corruption in the land, it is as though he has killed the whole of humanity. There is no religious book in the world which says that if you kill one human being, you have killed the whole of humanity. And if you save one human being, you have saved the whole nation. So how could such a religion which says you cannot kill a single innocent human being promote terrorism? This is mainly the work of the media which is spreading misconception about Islam. Hope this answers the question.
That's right.
So now do you believe that Islam is a religion of peace?
Yes, yes. I truly believe.
Do you believe in one God?
Yes.
Do you believe Jesus is God?
As per my religion, yes. I believe He is God, He is Son of our Lord.
Is there any text in the Bible where Jesus Christ, peace be upon Himself, says any unequivocal, any unambiguous statement that you know of in the Bible where Jesus Christ, peace be upon Himself, says that I am God or where He says worship me? If you can point out any verse in the Bible, unambiguous, unequivocal, where Jesus Christ, peace be upon Himself, says that He is God, or He says, worship me, I will join you in your faith. Brother, can you point out a single unequivocal statement from the Bible where Jesus Christ, peace be upon Himself, says that He is God? Only one, not two. I am a student of the Bible. Brother, have you read the Bible?
To tell you the truth, I am not good in the Bible.
So,
yes.
How come you are following a religion where you have not read the Bible? I have read the Bible and I'm telling you there is not a single unequivocal statement in the complete Bible where Jesus Christ, peace be upon Him, says that He's God or He says worship me. In fact, if you read the Bible, Jesus Christ, peace be upon Him, said, it's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 28, He says that my Father is greater than I. Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 29, my Father is greater than all. Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 12, verse number 28, I cast out devil with the Spirit of God. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 11, verse number 20, I with the finger of God cast out devil. Gospel of John, chapter number 5, verse number 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. For I seek not my will, but the will of my Father. Anyone who says, I seek not my will, but the will of Almighty God, is a Muslim. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is a Muslim. It's clearly mentioned in the book of Acts, chapter number 2, verse number 22. Ye men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God amongst you by wonders and miracles and signs which God did by him, and you are witness to it. A man approved of God amongst you. Not God. A man approved of God amongst you by wonders and miracles and signs which God did by him, and you are witness to it. So when it's clearly mentioned in the Bible that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was a messenger of God but not God, so how come you are believing he's God?
Because it is what our religion teaches.
Someone taught you. If someone teaches that 2 plus 2 is equal to 5, will you believe in it? Yes or no?
No.
So now when I'm quoting you so many references from the Bible, do you think I'm lying to you? Maybe. So what I request you go home and check all these references. Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse number 28. Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 29. Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 12, verse 28. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 11, verse number 20. Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse number 30. And you take my DVD on similarity between Islam and Christianity, there are several references which can prove that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said that you should follow the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and inshallah, you will be a better Christian. I believe that Muslims are more Christian than the Christian themselves, because we follow more of the true teaching of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, than the so-called Christians.